For the wicked boasteth of his heart's desire, and blesseth the covetous whom the Lord abhorreth. And the Pharisees also, who were covetous, heard all these things, and they derided him. Yet not altogether with the fornicators of this world, or with the covetous, or extortioners, or with idolaters. For then must ye needs go out of the world. But now I have written unto you not to keep company, if any man that is called a brother be a fornicator, or covetous, or an idolater, or a railer, or a drunkard, or an extortioner. With such an one know not to eat. Nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Not given to wine, no striker, not greedy of filthy lucre, but patient, not a brawler, not covetous. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, having eyes full of adultery, and that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls, and heart they have exercised with covetous practices, cursed children.